This is KCUR 89.3. There have been 56 people murdered in Kansas City so far this year. That pace puts us on track to rival the more than 200 homicides in the metro area last year. We hear this from Jackson County District Attorney Jean Peters Baker.
I say peak. This year we'll peak as well, it would appear.
Here at KCUR, we're asking a basic question. Why? Why do people resort to violence, particularly gun violence? The answers are in the stories about what led to the murders. To begin our ongoing series called The Argument, KCUR's Peggy Lowe and Andrea Tudhope take us right to the scene of a crime.
So Andrea and I are here in a residential part of Raytown. It's the 4600 block of Willow Avenue. Folks all along this double line of look-alike beige duplexes are getting ready for school and for work.
It was a year ago, May 20th, that the killing of Tyrone London marred a quiet Friday morning just like this one.
Police say a man named Daniel Wilson pulled up in a dirty white Monte Carlo right here, 4622 Willow. He was there to pick up his ex-girlfriend and their baby for an appointment.
Witnesses later told police that Wilson and London, both in their mid-20s, had been in a long-standing feud. Everyone was worried it would lead to something, which it did.
There were words. Wilson went upstairs for a few minutes.
Finally, he came down the stairs, and witnesses told police that he said, "I'll take your life right now," and that he shot London several times.
The numbers are staggering. That's why I call it slow-motion mass murder.
That's Mayor Sly James. The Kansas City metro area logged more than 200 homicides in 2016, placing it near the top of the FBI's list of similar-sized cities with these high murder rates. And the number one motive, number one for those shootings, police say it's an argument.
That's the simple answer. But experts say homicide motives go much deeper. Rosalind Temple should know. She's head of Kansas City's Mothers in Charge, a group working to reduce gun violence.
It's a lot of trauma that no one wants to address. A lot of tragic stuff happened. It's root, ground root, deep root issues.
Tyrone London's family didn't want to talk to us until after the trial, which is set for next year. But Nita Johnson did sit down with us. She's the mother of Daniel Wilson, the young man who has pled not guilty to first-degree murder.
It was indeed an argument. It was a situation where it got out of hand.
In Wilson's case, his mom says this long-standing argument with London was about London's sister, who's Wilson's ex-girlfriend.
Nita Johnson says that back in 2014, London broke Wilson's jaw, and her son decided he needed to protect himself, so he bought a gun.
My son was like, "I'm not going to take this anymore. If he tries to come against me again, you know, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to let him do me like this anymore."
What we often see is it's a string of events. It's an act of retaliation, and then there's also a little bit of machismo that's sort of wrapped around this.
Jackson County District Attorney Jean Peters Baker isn't commenting on the Wilson case. She's describing what often happens in murder cases.
It's normal in parts of Kansas City where you pick up a gun to resolve a dispute, big or small, right?
Right. That's what we've learned in the months we've been out reporting on Kansas City's high homicide rate. We've talked to dozens of people, prosecutors, anti-violence advocates, public health officials.
They tell us that many people simply don't know how to deal with conflict. And often the thinking is, we can take care of this problem ourselves. Nita Johnson says that's what her son was thinking.
That comes from a lack. It comes from lack of having things. Lack of being able to support yourself, lack of standing up for yourself, lack of self-esteem. It comes from just seeing that they saying I can't do it, but I can do it.
Back here on Willow Avenue, we're on a street that looks much like any other, a place where conflict can brew over time and explode at any moment, ending in gunfire. It happens in Kansas City all the time, and it's expected to get worse this summer.
Shootings like the one that killed Tyrone London inside this house are often called senseless, but they're not. To those involved, these arguments are deeply meaningful and too often deadly.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
And I'm Andrea Tudhope.
This story is part of The Argument, an investigative series from KCUR. You'll find more on The Argument at kcur.org under Special Projects, or you can connect with KCUR's Facebook page.